Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding in tiniest Daf Tesvov in the Oiz V'Hodor edition. Perek Shein, he's starting Halach Yud Gimel in the bottom Daf Yudal Amud Beis. Sok the Mishnah in Goizrin Tiny Salatzibur B'Tchilo B'Chamishi. When you start the fast series for when there's lack of rain, you don't start on Thursday. The first fast should not be a Thursday. It has to be a Monday, Sheini Chamishi V'Sheini, as we'll see. So the prices won't go up. Why? Because if the sellers, the ones that sell food, see the people are coming on Thursday to buy a lot of food, then on Friday they're coming buying food for Shabbos, they'll think maybe hunger came to the world and they'll start raising prices. The first Tanisim, first series is Monday, Thursday, Monday. Then Shalosh Niyo is the next series. Then you go on the next Thursday. Chamishi, Sheni, Chamishi. Because once you start, people know why people are buying food. Everybody said the rule always applies. They always start as a series of Tanisim on a Monday and not on a Thursday. Also, story came in front of Yochanan. That you don't start a series of Tanis until Monday. So Reb Loza did not understand. So the Stam Mishnah says you could start the second series on Thursday. And he still paskins like a Yosi. What should he go like the Yochid against the Stam Mishnah? Says the Gemara after Zvon Mudalif, Ashkar Tani Lo Reb Chiyo B'Shamar Meir. So then he found Reb Chiyo said a Braiso, and the name of Reb Meir said exactly like a Yosi that you cannot start a Tani on a Thursday. Once he heard that, Omer Yois Sabo Yodo, the Gris of Reb Chaim is Pori Germe. He knows that he answered himself. In other words, he knows what he's doing because this is Reb Meir who says it. Ramon Abu Kamir Reb Yudon Loikin Omer Reb Chizkiyo. He says, I still don't understand it. Didn't Reb Chizkiyo say Yarvo B'Shem Abu Lazar Kol Mokum Shonu Rebi Machlekes Echad Shon Astam Alok Astam? Yeah, it could be that if there is a Machlekes and you have Reb Meir argue. But in the end of the day, the Mishnah over here, Rebbe said it without a name of a Tano. He just, Stam Mishnah, without any name, says you could start a fast on a Thursday. So you see, that's a Rebbe Paskent. And the din is, if Rebbe said, Machlek is a Chaz of Shona Stam, Halochik is Stam. We Paskent like a Stam Mishnah. And here the Stam Mishnah so it says that you could do it on a Thursday. So why didn't he go like that? Omalei V'loi Rebbe Dil Machoyron. So answer number one, the Gemara has to say, that maybe the one who said the machlekes is not Rebbe, somebody else. When Rebbe said a machlekes and then he said a Stam Mishnah, you see, Paskin is like one Shito. But if Rebbe just mentioned the Stam Mishnah and somebody else may mention the machlekes, so maybe then you don't say that Aloha is like a Stam Mishnah. So the one that doesn't make sense. Mayan, in the Ashkar, Rebbe Mati machlekes, Achaz Shona Stam, Aloha is Stam, if when a place. The Rebbe said the machlokes. If he said stam, that means machlokes stam. Hata the lishkach Rebbe mat machlokes. Rebbe didn't ever say the machlokes. Elachim shon machlokes. Someone else said the machlokes. For Rebbe shon stam. Lekoshkan shetei halachas stam. So of course halachas like stam. Meaning, if Rebbe did not say this machlokes, that means he doesn't agree that there is any other opinion. Says so, well, that's really the halachos of Chizkiyah, of Yaakov, Ba'achor, Shimon, Bar Bo, Bishon, Blozer. Afilu achim shonu machlekes Rebbe shonu stam. Even if others said the machlekes, Rebbe said the stam mishnah halachik stam. And it goes back to the question: Lama hu moed leki chidori? Why did Rabbi Yochanan paskin like the shitas yochid? Says the Gemara: Shul bayana b'shem ravacho hadod datom b'shem machlekes etal stam. Avish machlekes etal stam loy bedo halachik stam. When Rebbe just says the stam mishnah on its own, then he paskin like stam. But if he mentions right after the machlekes, then you don't say halachas tam. That's our mishto. That he mentions the machlekes right after he brings a shito of Rabbi Yosi. The Gemara brings another way when you don't pass a stam. When you have individual arguing individual, and then Rabbi said a stam mishto, then he passed a halachas tam mishto. If it's an individual arguing on many, then you don't pass a halachas tam, and that's another rule. That Yachid Keneged Rabim, you don't say Halacha Kestam. Halacha Yudah Zok the Mishnah. In Goizrim Tainis, Beroshe Chadoshim, Bechanukah, Uvepurim. You don't start a Tainis on Rosh Chodesh, on Chanukah, on Purim, then you don't have a Tainis these days. But if they start already this series of Tainisim before, and hit one of these days, Ein of Sikkim, you don't stop, Divri Ram Gamliel. Omar Meir, Avapish, Omar Gamliel, Ein of Sikkim, if you don't Gamliel says that you should not, you could continue the series of the fast, Moidu Shem Meshlimim, you don't finish the fast, you don't make a full day fast. Before the end of the day, he has to start eating. V'chen Tisha B'av Shechal B'av Shabbos, the same halacha applies when Tisha B'av falls on a Friday, that you don't fast the entire day, but before, well, a little bit before sunset, before Shabbos comes in, you go in and break the fast. Says the Gemara, Kami Yatchol, what does it mean you start, you could continue? Rabbo Ma'achas, if it was one time as before, so then the second time can be on Rosh Chodesh or on Chanukah. It has to be at least two tanesim. And then there was a mice that happened like a bow, the one tanes is enough. If you have a tanes that falls on Rosh Chodesh, what Kriya Satorah do you read? You read the brachos of close, or you read another tanes? Only a mono begin modoin the utaniso. Why do you have to read brachos of close? Tell me it's a tanes. Ravine al meyayun veloyadin the utaniso. They're sitting on their stomach, meaning they're hungry, so they know it's a tainis. So why shouldn't you read the Kriya Rosh Chodesh? So he answered him, no, it's not because they tell you it's a tainis. There's a din to read Brachos HaKlos and tainis. In other words, the Gemara and the Hamrin understood that you read Brachos HaKlos not because of the Brachos HaKlos, just to announce the tainis. And here you don't need it. If you think about Kayom, Rosh Chodesh, he passed, no, Rosh Chodesh overrides the tainis, and that's the leaning you should do. So he has to read the Rapazi, did you hear from your father that you read Rosh Chodesh? The only place where Abba said that you read Rosh Chodesh and not Tainis is only a place called Ein Yitav where they do Kiddush HaChodesh. Meaning, in order to announce to everybody that they did it Rosh Chodesh, so they read Rosh Chodesh. And the place where the Kriveh HaKadoshim, they make more of an Esek about the Rosh Chodesh. The Shal Kol Mekom is Koyim Brachos HaKlos, but other places, you should not read Rosh Chodesh, you should read the Kriya of the Tainis. Continues the Gemara Tani, Tisha B'av Shechal Yot Erev Shabbos, if Tisha B'av falls on a Friday, continues the Gemara in Daftes Vov on Beis, Oichel Afilu Beitzo Achas, V'shoyis Afilu Koy Sechot. You can eat even a beitza, meaning even shir ka beitza, you can eat before the end of the fast, and a full cup. Kishalikonis the Shabbos meuni, should not go into Shabbos hungry, divrei Rabbi Yehuda. V'yisoyim v'misanu mashu, says Rabbi Yehuda, no, should do a full fast. Rabbi Zehir, Rabbi Shem of Yehuda, Rabbo Avemi, Bar Yechezka, Rabbi Shem Rav, halokh kemishoyim v'misanu mashu, yipasken, you do do a full fast, not like our Mishnah. V'lamu lo'om halokh ke Rabbi Yehuda, why didn't you say the halokh is like Rabbi Yehuda? There is another Bryce that changes the order and says that Rabbi Yisi says the opposite. That's why he didn't want to mention the name. Even an individual accepted himself a tainis on a Friday, he finishes the fast until the end of the day. Rabbi was in front of Rabbi Yisi and he wanted to learn from him this halacha. Should he finish the fast? Should he end the fast or not? So Rabibi, he said, I'm going to my house a little bit. Is it already evening? Why are you leaving so early? I'm doing a tainis, so I have to go home. And he meant to say, I have to go home to eat. So Rabibi seemed to say that he thought the reason why he's going home is to prepare for Shabbos. He needs food. He says, don't worry, I have food for you. I have termusim. I have these vegetables for you. You taught me that I don't have to eat before the end of the fast. You can finish the fast even though it's a Friday. With this, we end the second parak of Maseches Tainis. Hadron Aloch Perek Seder Tainis Ketzad. Hadron Aloch Perek Seder Tainis Ketzad. Starting the third parak. Zok the Mishnah. Seder Tainis Eilo Ha'umur Berviyah Rishon. This whole sequence, and you have a lighter Tainisim, and then it becomes more severe, and then it becomes more Chomer. That's only when you don't have rain on the right time. Revere Rishonu, meaning the first rain did not come in time. Aval Tzvachim Shishonu, but if there's plants that grew, and they grew in a strange way, meaning something wrong happened to the plants that grew, Matrim Alei Miad, right away they blow Shofar, you don't wait for the third sequence of Tanesim. V'chen Shepasku G'shomi Migeshem L'Geshem Abroim Yoyim, if there's a break between the rains 40 days, Matrim Alei, you right away have to do Tkir Shofar, Makas Batsoiris. Batsoiris means lack of food. As Reb Chaim points out, Batsoiris means that some people have food and some people don't. And when you have rain coming and stopping, it ruins the crop for some people and they will not have anything to eat. So you right away have to do Tkiyas Shofar. Zok Gemara, Ezu Miachalem. What does it mean immediately? Rav Amar Sheni Chamishu Sheni. Immediately means not right away the first day. You start with a Monday like any other Tanesim. It means the first Monday. What happens if on Monday there was a chinui? Can they start the fast on a Thursday? You learn from the following. It says by Daniel, once you accept it on yourself to do a tainis, meaning even though he didn't do a tainis yet, but the fact he was mekabel himself a tainis, that already worked. If Bezin said there will be a tainis as if they did it, so you don't have to do the tainis right away. You can wait for the Monday, because the fact that he was sacking a tainis, that's already a takana. Selim Watani, the Brisa says, Kesher shematrim alem b'shayim mishavua, kach matrim alem b'shviz, mipnei parnosas acherim. The same way you do a Torah Shofar in any other year, you also do it in Shemitah. Why? Because of parnosas acherim, even though you can't plow and harvest on Shemitah, but there's parnosas of others. Mahu mipnei parnosas acherim, what are you referring to? Says the Gemara, Rechavirayam mipnei parnosas goyim, because the goyim need to, they do plant, and the Jews buy from the goyim. Because they are the ones, they're chashudim, Jews, that do not keep Shemitah. And for them, we do have tkiyas shofar. What does it mean, you care about the chashudim? So, as Gemara is going to explain, we're going here, according to Bandama, that all the shviz, as man says, they're abana. So therefore, someone who really needs the plant, we allow him. This is machlokes, really depends on Rebbe and Pinchas ben Yair. What's the story with Rebbe? Chad Sofar, meaning a barber, have a choshid al peir shmitah, so he was choshid to sell peirs shmitah. As soon as they got to Rebbe, they went to Rebbe. What will do this poor guy? He needs to eat. In other words, he's makel because shmitah is one says they're born. What's the story with Pinchas ben Yair? Rebbe boy mishu shmitosa. Rebbe saw 1 year was terrible, nobody had food, so he wanted to allow to make shmita mutter. The people should be allowed to plow their fields on shmita. Says he wanted to design a mudalef. So Pinchas ben Yair legabei. So Pinchas ben Yair was by him. Omalei ma'ibura avidin. So Rebbe asked him, how the food is doing? Meaning, how is the crop? How is anything growing in the fields? And he's trying to be merames. We need to allow people to plant this here. Homelei ulshin yafois. Ulshin is some type of vegetable that grows on its own on the field, doesn't have a dim asfichin, and is mutter to eat. In other words, he said there is enough food for people to eat. You don't have to stop Shemitah. So Rebbe asked again, umay burio avidim, how is the tvua doing? Homelei ulshin yafois. Again, he said, they have ulshin, there is what to eat. The Rebbe delays who must come in me. So Rebbe knew that Pinchas ben Yair disagreed with him to allow Shemitah. So Gemara says, this is Machlekes Rebbe and Pinchas ben Yair. If Shemitah is Manazeh, we're more lenient to allow people to plant if they need to. And Afkamina, should we do a tainis for the people that are planting in Shemitah? With this we conclude, Yerushalmi tainis, Daf Tesvov.